I'm going to begin with the issue I'm going to discuss, Mitzvah Hashem. It's a famous issue. It's not, I don't say many Chidushim at all. The question whether Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Yochid or a Chovas Sibur. We generally assume Kimat Adav HaPashit as a Chovas Sibur.
This year is written up somewhere, as far as the Rav?
Ain't Shum Sabi, it's written up in 20 places. You want to know where the places are? There's a bit of it in there. I'm sure Rabbi Shechter talks about it in one of his svarim.
Obviously, we know where he stood. Since every weekend from Boston, he would gather.
That's what I'm referring. I'll begin with that. I don't know about every week, but I myself witnessed it once or twice. One or two occasions where Rav Soloveitchik came from Boston. And during different years or different periods, he came different days. In my tkufa, he came on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. He said share on Thursday, then he left and went back to Boston. And there were other tkufa where he came on Monday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Usually it was 3 days a week he said the shear. And so there were occasions where on Monday he arrived, he came very late. He arrived in the afternoon. I think there were times I heard that he actually drove. People drove him. I'm not sure exactly what the circumstances were on the plane. But the flight was canceled or something along those lines. Usually he took an Eastern Airlines shuttle from Boston to New York. But there were times where apparently he drove. It's, I guess, an 8-9 hour drive, something along those lines. Boston to New York. I should know. I drove from Providence to New York many times.
So that takes 4 hours.
About 4 hours, yeah. Anyway, so let's assume it was 4 or 5 hours, or whatever it may be, and he came late. He came in the afternoon. And so usually before the shiur, he wanted to make sure he would daven mincha before shiur. So they get to that mincha, and then the Rav tells them to take out a sefer Torah for Kriyas HaTorah. So I thought there was a new takon of Kriyas HaTorah for mincha. I was not aware of any such idea, and I was astounded. I was familiar with the Gemara, Bava Kamma, Megillah, a few other places. That, and then I discovered right after that the Rav didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. The morning he asked in the Shia that other people didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, don't worry, there were Baruch Hashem, no shortage every single time of people who didn't. Here, Kriyas HaTorah, Veseda, and so Rav Soloveitchik took out the Sefer Torah.
Is that an important factor? Let's say he didn't find it too late.
Oh, that's a very, and that's an excellent question. Al zeh anachnu holchim ladun. That's part of the deal we're going to talk about.
He had that issue because he found.
Yes, obviously he had that issue, no question about it.
No, he had the issue because he found enough people who missed minyan.
Correct. It was never a problem. this is what he was knowing. It means there was Ashrei and Mincha, Kriyas HaTorah, and Chatzi Kaddish again, and then Mincha, like a Tanya Sibur. And obviously, Rav Soloveitchik was machmir that Kriyas HaTorah is not a Chovas Tzibur, which is a simple shot in a number of sugis and shas, but rather he held it as a Chovas Yochid. Now this is also, I didn't put this on the sheet yet, I just found it 10 minutes ago, I knew it was there, I just couldn't find it. In the Maaseh Rav of the Vilna Gaon, which I'll read, the Vilna Gaon has Maaseh Rav, which is a collection essentially of Hanhogos of the Vilna Gaon, Hanhogos of the Gra. So here in Kuflam and Aleph, he writes that Torah Lishmoa Kol Teva, you have to listen to every single word of Kriyas HaTorah. And then on the side, this is Lekudi Agro. And this Lekudi Agro is very well known. And Rav Soloveitchik said this over as well. The Pabbi the Gaon was in prison for a period of time. I don't know exactly what the circumstances were why he was placed in prison. When he came out of the Beit HaSurim, Korah LeBalkori, Sheikra LeFanav, Kol Dalet Sidrot, Midalet Shavuot, Asher Yashav. That apparently he called the Balkari to be mashlim all the pasha that he missed in the course of the time that he missed. And that's quoted here in the Sefer Maaseh Rav. Now, none of this yet appears on the sheet because I just discovered all this in the last 10 minutes. And so there's a Ramah in Sinan Kuflam and Hay. The Ramah actually had the following psak in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Ramah said the following, that I'm reading Kuflam and Hay, the second sif of the Ramah. In bitlu Shabbos achas kriyat ha'pasha b'tzibur, if they were mevatel for some reason kriyas ha'torah, the Shabbos habo karen also pasha, in pasha ha'shaychel also Shabbos. That what you do the following week is that you read the pasha that's relevant, and obviously the pasha that you did not read the previous week. That's what the Ramah says over here in Shulchan Aruch. Now the Bi'agro over here on the spot, on this Ramah comments, what's the marker for this? He says the marker is the Gemara in Brachas in the fourth parak. Moshe Kosev B'Tfila, namely Tov Velo Ispalel, person can be mashed in the Tfila that he missed, and so the Gaon apparently held this is a Din of Tashulman. Wow, the Gaon is saying the Din of Tashulman that is obviously has its makar. Please be comfortable. You can actually even be a bit further. The Gaon says that the din of tashlumin that applies to tefillah can be, we can extrapolate from there to kriyas haTorah. Wow, what a chiddush gadol. That's a tremendous chiddush, unbelievable chiddush. Gaon, we don't know what the source for that is, what's the makar for such a statement. But there's another question that already Achronim raised with reference to this. The Bi Alocha actually on the spot quotes Ayin Bateretz Kenim the Mistapik. I assume the Gaon being in prison was clearly not the Mazin. I assume right. It was Beshogig, whatever circumstances put him there. So the question now
saving,
is...
He was saving a Jew, it's going to be, what's the Shman?
Whatever, so. I don't know. But anyway, can you be Mashlim? So he writes here the Mishnah Berurah. He says that, Uvprima Godim, Beshochan Atzei Shitim, Kosta, the Misnimus, Haposki, Mashma, the Afilu Bemazin, Nami Mashlim. Even if you were the Bemazin, also is a din apparently of Tashlumin. However, he said, the Bi'a Gro, the Nosi time of the Idina B'din Tefillah, the Gaon who bases it on Tashlumin of Tefillah, Kaimel on Tavol as far as the Tefillah, Mashim also the Tefillah Asimucha, Mashim the Chora, Dafka B'Shogeg. The Gemara says that. Gemara said that the Dafka, if you are missing a Tefillah B'Shogeg, okay, the question is what's called Mezid. I'm not discussing that question because Kimat today, in the generation we live in, everything is Shogeg, nothing is Mezid, so, it's all good. And everyone is wonderful and sweet. And so there's no concept anymore. Mezid, it doesn't exist. Okay, I'm not getting into that parsha. But anyway, so that's what Mishnah Berurah says. He says, Mashma first, that Dafka B'Shogeg. Just like there's no Tashlum in the Mezid, that's a Gemara. The Gemara says, B'Mavato or Tefillah B'Mezid, there's no Tashlum. That's found in Siman Kuf Ches, mentioned very clearly in Shulchan Aruch. That the Mishnah Berurah, interestingly enough, that writes over here, he says, In Bitlu Esakriya Kama Shabbos, Yesh Omrim Dein Likus V'Shabbos Abor Kiyim Hasidra HaAchrona Hasmuchalo. Namely, only the previous parsha that you missed. The Yesh Omri in the Mishnah Berurah says, "Yitzarach lahashlim b'tzibur kol asidro shebidlo."
Wow!
And then he writes, means you have to be mashlim all the parsha. Umibi agroa mashma desuri lekader rishona. Why? Because the goal is medamidis tashlama b'tzvila tashlumen. B'sham kaimel on neim mashlim la tzvila smucha. Only the tzvila smucha. So, but that is not what the is reported over here in the name of the Gaon when he came to prison, and the Gaon leaves 4 weeks later. And all the four pashas that he missed, the Gaon was mashlim in those situations. So the Mishnah Berurah assumes that the minhag agroah is not like that, that the tashlum is dafka or tashlum in b'tefillah smucha. But as I said, the Maaser Rav indicates clearly not that way. Now I heard from our Soloveitchik, he said that he quoted in Or Zeruah, that luckily I found also a few minutes ago, the Or Zeruah, he said the following in Hilchos Shabbos. I mean, what's the marker for this Ramah regarding Kriyas HaTorah of being mashlim? A kriya that I missed. So the Or Zeruah says, "Ki mimod Moshe Rabbeinu, nitkan likro haparsha b'pashiyosel ulashlima b'chol shana b'shana." There's a din that they have to be mavri sedra. That's what we do. The idea is to finish all the parsha on a yearly basis. Kadei lashmi alom mitzvos chukim ve'im lecholomar. This is the Or Zeruah talking. Kevin shavar zmano hol chala osa parsha. You would have thought that avar zmano, but the kabano, the parsha is gone. You missed it. He says, "No, kein keva." The parsha likra parsha zo b'shabbat zo. Who says that's be dafka that Shabbos? Maybe it could be, shall we say, other Shabbatot. And he goes on that's not my interest. My interest in this Or Zeruah that he holds it's not based on tashlumin like the Gaon said, but it's based on the new halacha. It's based on the din shetzorich lahashlim kriyas haTorah kriyas kol haTorah b'chol shana b'shana. Maybe you have to finish the entire Torah. So therefore, and he said there's no specific. The one who decided it's going to be this parsha and that Shabbos and that parsha and the other Shabbos, that's a later tikkun. And therefore, if that's the case, so obviously one can go ahead and it's possible to be mashal in that, and one does not necessarily have to be limited to that. And therefore, that's the mocha for that. Now, because of this, I find myself from time to time in Chutz Aretz, and I don't always arrange it because the fellow didn't do the chasana at the time that I want him to do the chasana. He does it when it's good for him and his kallah, which is the way it should be. And so I find myself that I miss the double parsha, I miss parsha. This is what happened to me in the last 15 years. Minimally, I think it's already fourth. This is the fourth time that just happened in Boca. What was that?
Springtime,
correct. In Boca, in L.A. I have to know not to travel there, but I can't tell the fellow not to get married then. So they get married and they get married. And so what I did was each time, Baruch Hashem, I did the following. In Muncie, it cost me $100. Because people there had no interest in coming to hear me, two parshiyot, that's not exactly what the Mashiach Banyan time. So I told them we're going to have a really fancy kiddush, it cost me $100, and they sat there, and Baruch Hashem stuffed themselves nicely, and I was leaning, so I at least I had the Kriyas HaTorah. And I did this basically four times. So I did it in Boca, I did it in L.A., I did it in two other cities as well.
Did they stuff themselves while you were laying, or they waited after you finished?
Okay, anyway. I don't think that's the biggest nafkamina here. But I was makpid to do it, because I'm following upon the heels of my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik, and I try not to miss Kriyas HaTorah. I did miss Kriyas HaTorah in the last 50 years, once or twice, primarily because I'm on a plane, and the plane is delayed, and all kinds of things like that. Although, one of the pluses of living in Eretz Yisrael, I'm not sure it's a plus, but anyway, I arrived here one fine morning around 1 o'clock, and there was a bit of a Kriyas HaTorah, no problem at all. After Zman Tefila, but Kriyas HaTorah is not totally Zman Tefila. We can go ahead and get the laning, and that's what I did. In a place not far from where many of you live. Anyway, so the... and I also had once an incident when I went to Europe once in my life, Poland, the Poland trip, what they call it, I went to my yeshiva, and someone forgot to bring a Sefer Torah, it was Shabbos, and I was in Belarus. And that was a very... And the question was whether you could bring a Mechus HaTchum to a Goy, all kinds of... I felt it would be inappropriate for all kinds of halakhic reasons, which needs a separate shiur. Which I could give because I studied the matter carefully, and so I did miss Kriyas HaTorah. Then on Monday, we went to Chachmi Lublin, and I learned the Parsha in Chachmi Lublin, because again, I was concerned about missing the whole... So obviously, I'm following upon the heels of this practice of Rav Soloveitchik. I think it's the Vilna Gaon, so it's not Rav Soloveitchik. I don't think we can blame him. Let's blame the Vilna Gaon. I heard Rav Soloveitchik say the following a number of times. He said over that as a child... That he was very close to his, not just to Rav Chaim Brisker. I don't know how many times he saw Rav Chaim Brisker, but I know that Rav Chaim Brisker saw his bar mitzvah in Russia, because when the Rav said Shuran Kulin, so he said on a certain Rambam that the Rambam has a language which is very impossible language. I think when we learned Kulin, we actually saw that Rambam many years ago. That Shatrefa Trilas Nevela, what exactly that means, what a Trefa Nevela, two totally separate concepts. And the Rav says bar mitzvah drasha on that Rambam. And Rav Chaim apparently was shown the bar mitzvah drasha. He said it to him, I'm not sure exactly what the story is, but I don't know how many times he had contact with him, but he also had contact with his maternal grandfather, Rabbi Leo Feinstein, that's his mother's father. So Rav Soloveitchik said there was a big machloket between Rabbi Leo Feinstein and Rav Chaim on this particular matter, on this issue. Namely, Rav Chaim, as I said, held that he was makpid on Kriyas HaTorah, that's a chavas yochid, and he wouldn't miss if anything. And Kanireh, and I'm saying, but I heard this from Rav Soloveitchik, Kanireh, on Tefillah B'Tzibur, he was less makpid. Hmm. This is what, I'm just putting it in a very, framing it very nicely. I even asked Abayim B'Chassin Zatzal, and I don't know, I was younger, I had much more audacity, so I used to ask Abayim B'Chassin all these questions. And so I was in a shir, this is in the late the 60s, I asked Abayim B'Chassin, Shamati, that we don't have to be so makpid on Tefillah B'Tzibur. So I think I put it that way. First, I wanted to bring a raya from the Lashon of the Rambam, which the Mechaber quotes, Yishtadel. Yishtadel to me sounds like you should try your best. And if you don't, Rav Eshef Feinstein has a tshuva directly against it. He brings rias for many Gemaras that it's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to daven b'tzibur, you can't, there's no Yishtadel business here. I mean, he knew Gemaras, I just knew one word, Yishtadel. So, but I heard that Rav Soloveitchik was not as makbid in his younger years. So Rav Lichtenstein, I saw, didn't know what to say to me. He was very caught betwixt and between, so he told me, I'm very makbid on Tefillah B'Tzibur. I said, but he didn't answer the question. I asked him about his father more. So he told me that there's a kind of masor and brisk not to be so makbid on Tefillah B'Tzibur as there is to be makbid on Kriyas HaTorah. It's a bit of a pella. I would say it's... So Abelio Prujna, he thought, Pumfaker. Right. He says, it's Svarot HaFuchot. Should be just the opposite, because obviously Tefillah B'Tzibur, the Gemara is all over the place. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moritz B'Tefillah Tam Shel Rabbim. And the Koach HaTfilah B'Tzibur, and now you want to hear Drashot, I'm not going to say Drashot, but there are plenty, Lo Chaser Drashot on the Koach HaTfilah B'Tzibur, and Mashem Ki Kriyas HaTorah, so Chag HaTzibur, so what's going on over here? Uh-huh. Everything is literally the opposite of what it should be. And Rabbi Eliel Prujner said even further. He said that he has a raya, that he showed Rav Chaim a Ramban, because Rav Chaim, and the Stam, just to tell him so, he said, you got to show me a Mokor, I'm always reminded, Rav Soloveitchik said over also, and I'll get to the Shia, don't worry. Anyway, so, Rav Soloveitchik said over, and it's actually printed a number of times, this story, that he said over a few times that Talmidim Rav Yisrael Salanter try to convince Rav Chaim Brisker they have to learn Musa. Musa is a big thing in the yeshiva world, but it's an old controversy, an old polemic going way, way back, and there was even controversy in Slavotka and elsewhere, everybody in the whole Muslim movement, he's a psychologist over here. So anyway, so, but, so Rav Chaim, at the end of the day, tells Rav Itzel in Petersburg, he tells him, listen, bring me a Raya from a Gemara or a Rambam, as the Chit to learn Muslim. You can't just stop and tell me about the value of it and all that. So he said, there's a Gemara Mefureshet. In Brachot, the Gemara says, the Olam, Yagiz Olam, Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara. The person should try to control his Yetzer Hara with his Yetzer Tov. And the Gemara then goes on, in Nitzcho, if he's successful, Mutav, great. And if not, we have a whole list of prescriptions, what he should do. And finally, Yaskir Lo Yom Hamita. He should, Shuv Yom Echad, the Yisoscha, the Gemara says, on Shabbos, a few other places. And therefore, that's what the Baal Musa always tell you. Watch out, you're going to die tomorrow. You better wake up and smell the coffee and start doing tshuva, etc., etc., etc. Arayim Mufureshet. So Rav Chaim smiled at him. This is what Rav said. Rav Chaim smiled at him. And Islam of Petersburg, he says, I don't think that is a Rai Mukhwachet Bichlal. He says, Moshe Lamad Dabba Domer. He says, at one time when people would get sick, so they would have different types of treatments, different types of medicaments or whatever to treat the sickness that a person had. And there are different levels of sickness and different levels. We have doctors here, so different levels of sickness, different levels of treatments. So the person has a headache, so you take an aspirin, Advil, whatever is in vogue. And if it really gets bad, so then you have to take, they have what they call castor oil. I don't know if the doctors know what castor oil is. I don't think people here know what castor oil is. I can tell you what I know. I know my mother told me, I'll show them, if you don't go to school, I have to take milk and magnesia. I'd rather go to school and take milk and magnesia. So the, what was that?
Castor oil cures a lot of things that way.
Really? Okay, so. So as you said, listen, apparently in Petersburg, you have some serious problems over there. And therefore, it's clear Advil is not sufficient, aspirin is not sufficient. You need that castor oil, so you need you need Musa. We in Brisk, at best, we have a shtickle headache here, shtickle headache there, stomach ache here, stomach ache there. We don't need that. We take, the Advil, the aspirin, everything is fine, and we don't need the castor oil. And by us, once we learn a block Gemara, Chashverosho, Yasu Batera, Chashverchomev, Yasu Batera, and on and on. Okay, I say this again because of the context that you have to bring a proof. So Rabbi Eliyahu Feinstein brought a Ramban. So he brings a Ramban, and before he said over the Ramban, he says, I have to say the following. He says, to Rabbi Chaim, I know you. So I know you, and Hakim Rasolich, he said it in the following way, that I know you with your Eisen Ivra, the way you read. You're going to read the Ramban differently than I do. I know that, he says. But the Ramban is claw. The Ramban says it's a chiva tzibur. Ain't mokom listapik. The kriyas haTorah is clearly a chiva on the tzibur. And you're going to somehow find a way, which is exactly what happened, that Abchaim was, you'll show me that it's not a chiva tzibur, it's a chiva yochid. So he said, this is what Asalash described, he said, Ich bin von die Yidin far Matan Torah. I'm from the Jews before Matan Torah. You're from the Jews after Matan Torah. You created a new, somehow a new malach. Okay, all this is just a, oh yeah, Vakhtam. Let me just show you now the goods. That there's a Mishnah Megillah and Chav Gimel. It's a famous Mishnah. And we're all familiar with this Mishnah. The Mishnah writes that it tells you what requires Asorah, what requires a minyan. So first it speaks about Paris al Shema. I've actually spoken about that in the past. I actually spoke about it 2 weeks ago. That's what we discussed, the din of Paris al Shema, the Ramam Shita with Anias Omen. We compared, if you remember, Paris al Shema to Tfilat Hatzibur, and it requires Anias Omen. Fine. It goes further. Ain't open the table. You want to daven for the Omer. Shal Tzibur requires a minion. Ain't no sims kapayim. Sias kapayim requires a minion. Someone just asked me that the other night, there was a chasana, so, and there was the Rav Sharach Dachupa, that he did the Sias kapayim.
Yeah.
So he's an Odom Godel, Rav Sabtai Shabbat. He's an absolutely wonderful person. Anyway, so the Rosh Yeshiva of Mitzpeh Yericho. So he did Nesiyat Kapayim over there. So he asked me, how could he do it? Did Nesiyat Kapayim Balayla, and it has to be a minyan, and a minyan of Tfila. So it is a Yesh Bezeh Makom Ladun. And so I'm not just mentioning the topic right now.
With the
again.
Bracha?
What?
He did with the Bracha?
No.
Bracha's
not Ma'akev anyway, so I have to get worried about that. But the Bracha Shem Mishmarecha, but even that he asked, okay, fine, further. In Karim HaTorah, you have a clear Mishnah. Pachem Yasar, I just underlined the relevant section. You need a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah. So there's another Gemara, Megillah, which is also famous, the Gemara on the right-hand column, page number one. The question is, what about Megillah Shelo Bizmana? Does Megillah Shelo Bizmana require a minyan? Megillah Bizmana, Karno Sobiyachin. You don't require a minyan because automatically that day is embedded with Persume Nisa inherently, and therefore there's no need for a minyan. Hashem, Shelo Bizmana, according to Rav, Karno Sobasara. Rav Asi says, no, Ben Bizmana, and Shelo Bizmana, Karno Sobasara. He was choshish Rav Asi Shita, always to require a minyan. So now, the Balamor, Now, the Balmor is in, it's in the microscopic print, thank you. You can see it, it's on line number 6. I actually just underlined it myself a short while ago. I didn't underline it for you because I already did this earlier in the week. Anyway, so the Balmor, he asked the following question, and that, the Rif Paskin, this halacha, the Rif Paskin, this din that I just mentioned, Hakariyab Tamagila Shlomo Zman HaTzorach HaSorah. So he says, why is this case not mentioned in the Mishnah Megillah on Chav Gimel? That's what the Balamor asks. If the Mishnah Megillah is listing all the cases that require a sorry, require a minion, it should also be listed. Kriyas HaMegillah Shabbos Manat. Since we pass in, the Gemara says, Rav Chosh L'Hadar Avasi, we're Choshish for that position, that we're Machmir, and you require a minion. Why is that not mentioned among the items that mentioned the Mishnah Megillah that require a sorry? Because the Mishnah tells you. It tells you the list of items that require a sorry. Why should this not be mentioned as well? Mm-hmm. If there's not a Chobas, as I said, not a Chovas Yochav, but a Chovas Tzibur. And so, the on this matter, let me just refer you first to a Birkas Shmuel on Yevamos. Now, on page number 3. What was that?
It could be for Pursuming Nisa. Different reason that makes sense.
It's Poshet that that's correct.
Oh, okay.
There's 7 Aloche, and therefore it's not really part of this. That's also, I would say, I'll be smarter very quickly. Well, the Balamor asked the question, so he's entitled to ask a question. We'll see what the Ramban does with in a few moments. Right. But let me just refer you to Rabbi Chashmuel. Rabbi Chashmuel is the Talmud Muvok of Rabbi Chaim Briska. I assume you're a bit familiar. I have difficulty with this sefer just because the language is so heavy for me, so cumbersome, and I find it not as, I don't have the same clarity. But this Rabbi Chashmuel, I heard from Rav Soloveitchik. So that's why I'm familiar with it. So he has a piece here on a mikvah, memsah, and the issue of Mayim Shuvim, but his interest really is a different interest entirely, and he has a very fascinating issue that he raises over here that he quotes from Rav Chaim. We have a lot of things from Rav Chaim we know from the Rav Chochmeh, the comments of Rosh Hashiva, the Talmud Bubik, Rav Chaim. And so I underlined the whole thing, but we'll start in the paragraph that's underlined, Vinira Barur. Look at line number eight. Said, it's amazing how he describes Rav Chaim. He always like he's some Hasidic got more. But anyway, so he said Le'inyan. So here's the question that he raises. In Mahani Rov, he's talking about the issue of Rov, because the Rov relates to the mikvah, but now he's gonna extend this to another area. In Mahani Rov, Midin Ruba Kukulo, Litziruf Asara Bikriat Torah, Bikriat Megillah, B'chazar Sashatz. What does that mean? He has a very fundamental question. Namely, that does the concept of Rov, do we apply the din of Ruba Kukulo? I mean, we know you need a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah, Chazar Tashatz. Can I apply the principle of Ruba Kukulo?
Is it like 9 with the kid with the Torah?
No, that's another halacha. That's something else, or the Aron Kodesh. When I was a kid, in the Bronx, towards the end of the Bronx, now it's reviving itself, yes, I'm Mason anyway, but we barely had a minyan of Shomri Torah Mitzvah, so we used to hire people. We used to read the Daily News, the New York Post, the New York Times, and they were mature to the minyan. We paid them $5 a piece. So I don't even think there was a rogue minyan of people davening. That's very questionable. But I'm just telling you, I was a little kid, so I thought I got a kick out of the whole thing. So I remember I told my father, show him, maybe I should. I also like to read the papers during davening, but he didn't go for it. Anyway, so it says, so Rav Bachmeyer says, the Omar, the Bechol Adinim Ha'ilu, totally Bechol Desor, the Yesh Lachkor Bechol Echol Me'adinim Ha'ilu, the Haino. The fact that we required 10 people, there's a din of 10. Is there a requirement of 10? Is there a number that's required? Whenever you have a number, then obviously you're not going to apply Ruba Kukulo. Doesn't work. You need a number. Whatever the number happens to be. Let's say 40 saw in the case of a mikvah, or in the case of Shchita, two simonim have to be nishrat. Oh, low. Maybe not. We should say, Dachiv Shakriya Satorah Mikol Megillah Chazar Sashatz, Chala Filo Alecha. Even one person has the Chiv to go and lane.
And be part of the ten.
Oh, one second. El Didinu Deinu Nemeret El Basara. It has to be part of the, it has to be 10 people, shall we say, but not because the Chiv is Chal on 10. There's no Chiv Chal on 10, it's a Chavas Yochid. But 10 people have to be present in order to somehow implement this Alecha. The Omar. So he said, Dim Noma Dachiv Nase Dachka De Asara Biyachad. If you say, you need 10 people as well, Shaykh, then the Ruba Kukulo. Of course not. The Chiv is only when there are 10. Mm-hmm. There are no 10, there's no Chiv. Mm-hmm. There's even whatever that means. Miyut chiyav. I'm not sure what that means. Dari achiyav b'chal dafka idei asara. Aval im nomad achiyav chal apilu echod. El the dinu dena nemar el basara. Or shayach dinu b'kakula. Dari ka rov chiyav b'miyut potter. The dinu b'chal atar kula. Dinu b'kakula. So that's what the Baruch Beis says. And he's clearing a chakira. So as far as this chakira is concerned, that the what is the halacha? So he doesn't resolve the matter, but it's clear that if you require 10, so obviously it's a chovas tzibur. But as I said, that what I understood from the story with our salvation, I mentioned at the very outset, and you alluded to it, namely that he asked who else did not hear Kriyas HaTorah over here. Mm-hmm. So kind of read, that's what Abchaim also was based on. Abchaim assumed that he was makrid and a minion of Asara Shaloshama Kriyas HaTorah. That's what I understood. You need 10 people who didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah on that Monday that he arrived. So apparently he helped Chav HaSibah. That's the understanding of Rav Chaim. I assume the Gro also was not of that opinion. But I'm just saying that Rav Chaim helped Chav HaSibah. But he made sure he heard Kriyas HaTorah, made sure there were 10 people who didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah beforehand. He helped Chav HaSibah. See, what's unclear here is that assumption.
Why did you have to say that when people didn't hear it? But the rabbi does in those four cities, and both. Right. You're the only one who didn't hear it. $100, you still have a million of people who didn't hear it.
Correct. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Why do you have to say that? I think in the Birkat Shmuel stuff, that's not mandated. It's the Yachid.
I'm asking. That's obviously what I obviously held. It's a Chavis Yochid, but shall we say we need 10 people.
You need 10 people?
Exactly. That seems to me. Okay.
Sorry. Exactly. The Rav Dafka looked for 10 people who didn't.
That's what I understood. Point. Again, I didn't hear
it. Now you've cut his vision.
Then back last year, I saw the Rav in the third floor basement. I don't think anyone there, there was no one else there that was. It's true. They're all a minion in the morning.
Okay, $100.
I don't know. Again, if you look on page 1 again, in the Tesis here in Megillah, on Daf Yomah Beis, the Tesis in Person Al Shema. The Tesis says, you see the upper left hand corner?
Mm-hmm.
Below that goes Sashri. Vein Person Al Shema, Hakunches Pirish, B'nei Adam Shebo, Beit HaKnesset, Achar Sheit Palalu HaTzibur. Incidentally, where Person Al Shema is. After Tzil HaTzibur is over, individuals come. Berotzim lo makadish ubarchu, tzorech hasori. Need 10 people. And he writes, Rabbi Natan Piresh, the b'shiva shaloshomu im shalosh achirim sagi. 7 who did not hear with 3 others, that's sufficient. And he calls him asecha sofrim. Rabbi Sein shebemarav omim b'shiva. B'nosim tam l'divrayim. Now they start quoting psukim, and this is really something which is not easy to explain. It says in this pasuk, a famous pasuk, b'fruah prop Yisrael, b'snadei bom baruchu Hashem, this is in the Shiras Devora, dika sheva teros, there are 7 words there. Ma in shmit leitzar Sinai. Ma kesha.
So when the Berkat Shmuel asks his question about Rubo Kekulo, he's only talking about those who have to daven and haven't heard before, but he agrees that you need 10 altogether?
That's right. That's what it sounds like. And, but the text goes on to say, V'yesh Omim, he says, Afilu b'shisha, m'shin d'baruch l'av y'ashishi. And then it goes further, Rabbi Natam, Kasa v'sev ha'yosha, b'chamisha, m'shin d'lek ala chamish tebo tad baruch. They're all counting words. Til baruch, v'nir li. So he says, v'nir lomar, v'nir li, text says, Afilu b'shlosha, shlosha, mu, even 3 people. V'achi p'usha, he goes on. Before I probe Yisrael, shalosu, m'ashim mutal l'em la'asot. Hear this? Before I probe Yisrael, which is not, he's not telling the truth of Shlomikra, obviously, but he's telling you through a kind of midrashic exegesis. They didn't do that which they're obligated to do. Oh, Yitnadev Ha'am, Baruch Hashem. V'leka, L'shol Shem, V'nad B'Yitnadev. 3 words. V'tamid Rashi Pirshim, V'shmo, V'afil B'shil Echad, Shalosh Shama, Yichol Omen Lufus Al Shema. V'afil Ota Shashama Kva, Yichol Lotzia, V'osim Shalosh Shamu, V'benetam Lo Yerotzu Lassat, V'afil La'atzmo. So these positions here that Tosfos holds, whether it's 1 or 3 or 5 that did not get here, so obviously they hold that Kaddish and Baruch Hu, we're talking about a Chayves Yochid. So even though the Tzibur is not Chayev, a Robat Tzibur, you could say Dabash Kedusha, as long as you have 10 people there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the assumption. The Chiv is a Chavas Yochid, but as Yaakov said, it's a Chavas Yochid, Shalom Tayem et Elabit Tzibur. However, those sheets of the Tesis here that say you need 6 or 7, that did not hear, they hold to Chayvah Tzibur. You quite rope Tzibur, Kula, Shalom, Shalom, Lama, Kaddish, Baruch Hu. That seems to be the discussion that Tosfos has. Now, it could be that, again, now we're in the speculative kind of realm, so it could very well be that in this matter, that those that require here three, shalosh shamu, because a davish of kedusha, we always define the davish of kedusha pretty definitively. Davish of kedusha means, why is it that davish of kedusha requires 10 people? Why does it require asar? Because it's in kaim pasuk, v'nikdashli b'tov b'nei yisrael. There's a big mitzvah kiddush Hashem. But the way the prima godna, our salvation, always call the prima godna, he defines davish of kedusha hazmana v'aniya, which means that one person invites the tzibur to a dialogue, and the tzibur responds, as in nekadesh Hashem chavolam, and we respond, Kaddish, 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 or in the case of Kaddish, etc. Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu does a classic Dvarim Shebekedusha. Means there's a Hazmana Vaniya. And I've spoken already in the past about this, that it seems the Minhag HaGro was not to say the first paragraph, Nekaddish Hashem Chabolo, because that's the Hazmana. And so why? The Aruch HaShulchan defends the practice. He defends the practice. Someone tonight started up with me, and I have a practice. I follow actually Rav Soloveitchik. So, by Kiddush Levana, I say Kiddush Levana, I say Shalom Aleichem to one person. So they say, Ma Pitom, what's going on over here? So I said, take a look at the Rabbah. The Rabbah is very clear. Say it to one person. So how can the minute go, it's not like that? I said, Hamed Tzachaber, Olivar Ayah. So they told me, yeah, but it's against Klal Yisrael. 99% of Klal Yisrael does not do what you do. And so Darren Shaw told me he was in Portland, Oregon this week. So they had Kiddush Levana. So he tells one person, three times, Shalom Aleichem. The guy said, are you off your rocker? Are you?
Yeah.
He said, no, I just followed my rabbi. He says, so.
Is it one person three times?
Yeah.
Or just one time, Shalom Aleichem?
No, three times, Shalom Aleichem to one person.
Ah.
Yeah. 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 Pretty clear Ramoch. Okay, I'm not saying there's no makor for the other practice. So, but it's true, Klal Yisrael does that. So how do you differ? And then Darren, furthermore, asked the Kasha because he came last night. That was a big mistake. So last night I spoke about another Din Shalonach that is well known, talking about Rosh Chodesh for the last number of weeks already, different aspects of Rosh Chodesh. So there's a minhag to take off your tefillin for Musaf.
Right.
And why, says the Ramah? Because of Keter. Keter Yidulcha, Hashem Elokeinu.
That's right.
So of course, that's right. The Sfaradim say Keter, not Ashkenazim.
Right.
So all of a sudden, we Ashkenazim decide to follow the Sfaradim. And even though we don't say Keter, but we take off our tefillin. So what's going on? I said, sometimes we follow that sense. He said, do you do that? I said, listen, if you don't think of the film, it's also not the end of the world, because we don't say Keter. So therefore, I mean, the problem is that you can't have a steer or contradiction, that the film themselves are called Keter. They're considered to be a crown. The Rav used to say a lot of Torah and the taste of the end of brachas, and why the Mechaber has two brachas and Baruch Shem. Boy, that's an impossible business. You know, the Shalosh I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Impossible. He said, Tzvaros here and Tzvaros there, like one after the next. I discussed that once with Avraham Lichtenstein. That's all. That's a good topic for discussion. Anyways, but the so
I
there, what?
I get that. I get that you didn't look at Malachim Amoni Mala. I guess I'm talking about a Kaddish problem. So still, what's the problem with...
No, the problem is, how could you go and crown Hashem when you yourself are wearing a crown? You're wearing a diadem around your head. Ote Yisrael B'Tifara, says the Rosh, another Rishayim that refers to the Tzilin Shavosh. Bro, Kalam Yeros, Kishem Hashem Dika Olecha V'yorah Mimbeka, B'tor Melech. I'm not talking Kabbalistically, but in B'tor Melech, so it doesn't work. It doesn't work with that cat. Anyway, so that you do. So Darren says to me, Darren Shaw says to me, what's going on over here? So here you follow the minhag, and there you don't follow the minhag. When yes and when no? That's what he asked me. Okay. I told him, Vashem Yara Enai. Anyway, that needs a little. Okay, back over here. So going back to the numbers that Tosfos mentioned over here, namely three, what are the numbers exactly? Dov Shavik Dusha requires a Mazmin and Noner, because El Zev Yomar. So obviously, if you hold three, like Tosfos quotes one opinion, because one has to be Mazman and the other two. What? Exactly. Kishem Hashem Ekel. Okay, that's Mamash the Pasuk. And now, what about one? So apparently, you assume that one can invite others, even though they're not Chayav, even though they already heard. He can somehow also invite others. And the one who says five, because he holds the Chavas Yochid, the Mir cannot be Machriach the Rov to Mazman the Rov to Yadavash Rikdusha. So it's Mechza, Mechza, but you don't have Rabat Tzibur, so then the five can be Mazman others to say Yadavash Rikdusha. But according to the Rishonim, we say six or seven. That's what Tosfos quotes in opinion. So that is because it's a Chavat Tzibur. And apparently you require Rov Tzibur, but then Ruben Kagula, say Adav Shurik Dusha. Now the question is the Mazmin included in Rov Tzibur or not? Can the one who initiates this dialogue, is he included as well in this Rov Tzibur? Because if you require that one should be Mazmin and Tzibur, it's a good be, he's Nichol Rov Tzibur. Again, but it could also be that if you acquired the one of them is mazmin, so you need seven shalosh shama. But if he's included, so then it's enough to have six. Anyway, Allah, we paskin that even one person who didn't hear Baruch Hu, Kadosh Kedusha, can say Baruch Hu, Kadosh Kedusha, and Minyan. Of course, you can't do Chazar Sashas. That's the Magen Avraham. And this Magen Avraham, actually, I don't know if I Xeroxed it, maybe I did not. I don't remember now. The Magen Avraham says on Simon Samach Test. He writes that Allah, yes, I think I did do it, on page number 4. But Avraham Paskin is that you can't make the Chazar Sashas. One person, okay, you can go ahead and do this Parash Al Shema, but not Chazar Sashas. Do you see in the middle of the page there?
You can't like interrupt at the end of davening and take and start Shon Esrei.
That's right, exactly, correct.
So
what everyone does against the Magen Avraham. The whole world does it. I see it here, Kol Hayom Kol Laila. Even in a shul that doesn't permit it, they do it. Okay, maybe that's not a, you know, there are rules, a certain shul that I'm trying to make you know about the shul. Then people do it, they're left and right.
In the Hechid Kedusha.
What Hechid Kedusha? Yeah. They do Chazar Shashats. Against the Magen Avraham. They forgot the Magen Avraham. Anyway, so.
Who's the answering Amen?
No. What was that?
Who's the answering Amen?
No, it's at the end of
the Amen. Hakirot.
Just to
there's a Rashi Brachis. I say this sometimes when I speak to young men, well, not that, shall we say, interested in listening to what I have to say. So at least I know I have someone who's going to listen to me. Rashi says in Brachas, Aznai in Bakoto. So there's a suffix.
Don't they do it all the time at the Kotel?
Of course they do it. Hazma. So now that's even that. Now you're compounding the felony. At the Kotel, they act inappropriately. Okay. So now there's a suffix by Kriyas HaTorah again, as I mentioned. So there's a Chayodam that Rav Soloveitch used to quote. On page number 4, this is a very fascinating Chayodam. He says, Tzorach Iyun, he writes, in Kulam, Shomu Kriyat HaTorah, you see where I'm reading? V'yesh Eze B'nei Adam Shalom Shomu. Everyone heard Kriyat HaTorah, there are those who didn't hear it. In Mutal Ligos Olapam Mishrilam. Says the Chayon, and by the way, he has the Kasha, V'lo Domi, he says, L'prisat Shema. Why is it different than Paris HaLa Shema? He's Simon Samotet. V'hosam kol yochid m'chuyiv, v'hosam bracha. Ha'malacha ha'chiyiv v'akshe yishma Kriyat HaTorah. There's a chiyiv to hear Kriyat HaTorah. Mm-hmm. He says pretty clearly. What was that?
I don't understand what's
he's saying it's a chov asibra, not a chov as yochid. It's not an obligation upon a yochid.
He's about the bracha.
Yes, that's right. Correct.
Are all those riyas are summation that he said bracha? I missed that.
Well, you have a suffix, of course. The goal, when he got out of prison, they landed with a bracha. Mm-hmm. There's a sefer that was given to me by the Mechaber. And so I happen to, he's a fellow named Rob Levenberg. He's a tremendous Talmid Chacham. He's in Lakewood, New Jersey. So,
is that a relative of Levenberg from New Haven?
Yes, it's his son. The son of Rob Levenberg was a Shiva in New Haven, Connecticut. Very chashuv, a family, unbelievable Talmidei Chachamim. So he is a mechaber, many, many svarim. So I see him from time to time when I'm a chutz laretz. And so every time he gives me a sefer of his. And so he tells me, he says, David, did you ever look at my svarim? So now I start looking at his svarim. And I found his svarim treasure hole, treasure. Let's see, he's a mechaber about 30, 40 svarim. He's also a briska. And that's, so he writes over here in the Hilchos Tefillah. So I actually went to the whole sefer in Hilchos Tefillah. It's on the Rambam's. And so I saw here something which was striking to me. You see what he writes here? On page number 4, lower right hand corner.
Imrei Chen.
It's called Imrei Chen. He has a whole series of Sarim Imrei Chen. And he quotes, because he learned by the Soloveitchiks, the ones in Eretz Yisrael, many, many years he learned. He quotes Hagon HaGadol, Mei HaLevi Soloveitchik, Ben Moran HaGriz, he was the son of the Bris Gerov, passed away not long ago, a little while ago. Sipe Shemaran Hagrach Tamid Hayam Stapek Lamasek Mashuhu Bibir Hashmuel Bishmuel. He quotes the same Bir Hashmuel I mentioned earlier. Im Achir Shakriya Satara Chal Ola Sar Biyachad. The Holzman Lek Asar Mechuyab Lo Shom Lek Achir Kal Shakriya Satara. The Achir Nasle Dafka Yi Asar Biyachad Lo Shak Rubi Kulo. Means you need 10. Dafka the number 10 is critical. Odilma Achir Chal Achir Al Echad. El Dedim Ode In America Del Basara. Umari Rubi Kulo. Bero Mechuyab Medavra. Mekemin Shes Tapik Bezeh. Because of that, the subject he was marked to make sure there are 10. The Sipelo, Echon Chaside Gur, Shubats Moher La Grach, Ran Bimigilla, Shemafush Bidra, Vishonam Aran and Megillah, that says, Vain Osimosam Elam Kane, ba'asara, or rubam mechuyavim b'davar. Hayim b'furish, in the Ran. The mas big rubam mechuyavim b'davar, the kriyas ha'tar, shal mila, the mas isan, whatever's mentioned in the Mishnah, a rov is sufficient. K'mo she'bemet ochiach, habi aloch b'shem chachem echad, v'doch alo agrach. The Rav Chaim said, no, there's no raya from there, from the Ran to our case. Now, we lashon Ran, look at the lashon Ran. The chol otam, the karchashi, vasim chovas sibrahim, ve'naisim osam, elam kein ba'asara, or rubam mechuyavim b'davar. K'gon, shaloshamu kadashu baruchu. Tzarech biro im kasav the maspik rubam mechuyam bedava k'moshem melchiyah bi alocha me'aran im kein b'chol amas isan sagi rov mechuyam bedava means according to this that a rov that a mechuyavim that's sufficient in the whole Mishnah v'lama v'osiv aran elam kein b'asara harov mechuyam bedava sagi means the language of the Ran is unclear. The Ran says it starts in the previous right hand column on the bottom and goes over to the left hand column, namely ein osim osam elam kein b'asara. What's going on over here? It's almost like an internal kind of contradiction. That's what he's asking. The Mishnah is divided into two. The two genres of items that are being discussed in that Mishnah begin with Chof Gimel. There are things that require a ten. Means there are certain things that are a robe sufficient, other things require dafka ten. I mean, if you didn't hear Kaddish and Baruch Hu, so you have a robe that's sufficient to go ahead and now.
You still need ten, just a robe that didn't hear.
Correct. There's another genre in the Mishnah. So which one does Kriyas HaTorah belong to? Does it belong to the first or does it belong to the second? It means he takes that Ran and he remained with a suffix as he writes on the bottom of this entire page. And so...
but the Birka Shmuel didn't know from this.
I mean from the Ran?
No, from the suffix. From the Birka Shmuel suffix.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the Birka Shmuel said if it's the other side, you need 10. Not a robe, not anything. 10. There is no like Tosos 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the Birka Shmuel.
Right.
It's either 10 or it means that it's another...
Okay, that is true.
Let me say like similar to Yotze Motzi, that my chiyuv is not complete, even though I was Yotze, I'm still not Yotze until everybody, Kol Yisrael is Yotze. I'm always b'chuyav
adama. Okay, but that Harav Eitan is saying, that's a chiddush. That's not what he says here. That's not what the Ram says. And not what the Ramban says. I hear what you're saying. That's a svar. I hear that. See, when he quoted here this piece, it depends how you read this also, how you read this Ran, because the Ran is not so clear. Okay, but at the end of the day, the Chayyadim is Sarachir. Chayyadim is not sure. He has a topic, whether it's a Chavas Yachid, a Chavas Sibur, and okay, let's just go a bit further. So, and this matter...
The Shurim Begro was that regular Parshish, or is it Dala Parshish?
No, when he said Dala Parshish, I mean, I assume we're talking about four...
We didn't mean that
the
missed were a special.
No, I don't think so. No, that's not what
you meant.
It
was there for a month.
It means the four.
In prison for a month.
Okay, but this again, here's the problem now that we're going to start questioning the Rav Chaim's Hanocha or the Gaon's Hanocha. There's a Gemara in Sota on Daf Hametz. That was a famous Gemara where the Gemara comments is on page number 5. So on the bottom of page number 5, so the Gemara has a comment. The Gemara says, across the pasuk actually, Omer Abba Vavuna, Kedin Shenitach Sever Torah, Asa L'Sapeh Apil B'Dvar Halacha. Shenemar, the pasuk, this is a pasuk in Divrei Yomim. It says, Chepischu Omdu Kala Om, Bein Amidu L'Shtika. What the Gemara is basically saying is that once the Sever Torah is open, then no one is allowed to speak, even B'Dvar Halacha. Some people are very machmed, the briskets actually are very machmed. Taisus here, look at the Taisus. On the bottom of the page here, Tosfos actually quotes the Esther Kasha of the Gemara in Brachas, the famous Stira, that the Gemara says in Brachas of Avches, the Manalev, Tosfos says, the Omer Avsheshes have a Mahadu Api Vigoris. He used to turn the other way and learn. Many people learn during Kriyas HaTorah. Many people do all kinds of things in Kriyas HaTorah. They don't listen to Kriyas HaTorah. I'm not talking about people who are Mikayim, the mitzvah Shnayim Mikra Vechatagum, Davka during Kriyas HaTorah, and the Balkari is laying in there louder than the Balkari. That's Machlokes and Mechaber Negua, whether you're allowed to do that. Mechaber holds you can do it, and many people do it. A very chashev Rav used to sit to my left in the corner. He does that actually during Kriyas HaTorah. He's been doing it for years, and sometimes that I went over to him a few times and begged him just to lower so I can hear the Balkari as opposed to him. But I don't do it. The Goyim was opposed to it. The Goyim held you cannot be able to say Shnayim Mikra with the while the fellow was laying, you have to hear the Balkari. Anyway, so Taisi has a stira, so you see from the Gemara that Rosh Hashanah turned away and was busy learning during Kriyas HaTorah. Mm-hmm. And here the Gemara says, once the Sefer Torah is open, also the Sapa, if you live in you have to hear Kriyas HaTorah. And so what did Rosh Hashanah say? Oma inu bididu v'anam bididan. They do their thing and I do my thing. That's Bizarre Lashon. They do their thing and I do my thing. So I can go on my own merry way. So it's outright stira. So Umasinu Lameir, so Taisi now wrestles with this kasha. There are many, many places in Brachas and Seikha, twice in Shas, Taisi has this kasha. And we shouldn't have a field day with this. How do you, Miyashim, resolve this contradiction? So he gives a number of answers. Umasinu Lameir, the Mahadar Api Shaini. He turned his face away. How does that help? Somehow he's in a different place. Mahadar Api. Inami Rav Sheshe Shaini. Oh, we shouldn't have Mori Nayim. He was a Summa. He was blind. That since he was a Summa, therefore, even when he could hear the Sefer Torah, Shmia, he could go and become involved in other matters. That's what he interprets that line very nicely. I'm handling Dvar Shabbal Peh, they're handling Dvar Shabbal Ksav. So he writes at the end, Taisa says, that Miu Mistabak Apir Shabbat Chanamah, the Pir Shasam Dafka, Rav Sheshe Chayotzibah, the Tarasu Umluso. Only someone of that stature, Tarasu Umluso, he has a tour. However, he said, Ablaina Ke Rabba Sirulan. The Yama Rabba came to Shinich Sefer Torah, once the Sefer Torah was open, Osul Sapa Filba Ba'alocha, Ba'ayda Abim Adar Api said, that's the case. So why was he Mahapa Api? Yeshoma Adlohaba, Ucha the Milsa, the Sasuk Ba'alocha, Bi'am Pitzibura, the Yod Shein Asuk, and Bishmeh Satara. So from Taisis this mashma, at least according to the first Teretz or the first Tirutzim, because he was a Summa, and a Summa is part of the Kriyas HaTorah. So Taisis explained it. Whoever is Mechuyev in Kriyas HaTorah, there's a Chiyev Shmi on the entire Tzibur. But according to the other Tirutzim of Taisis, that mashma, this locha, what the Gemara says, Osel L'Sapeh, Avil L'Dvar Halacha, is Davka where there are no 10 people who are listening. Or let's say a person is learning to call Rom. Or where he's not Torasu Umnusa. Masha'en King, let's say if there's no, if you don't have that, so then, these tano, you don't have these conditions. So then you're allowed to talk Divrei Torah, B'Yemtzei Kriyas HaTorah. And you look at Shulchan Aruch and Sif Kuf Mem Vav right above you, in Sif Beis of Shulchan Aruch Paskins. He tells you that, I'll read from the beginning, Lo Yikru Shnayim El Ha'ola Korei, U'Sheach Tzivu Shaltek, U'Sheach Tzivu Korei, O'Lo Yikru V'Kol Ram, V'Kol Mekom Tzorech Hulikos U'Sheach Tzivu, Kedei Shalot Tei B'Chasa L'Vatola. El Shatzorech Hulikos B'Nachat Shul Hashmir L'Ozda. And then it says, V'Afilu Mashmir L'Ozda, V'Lekal Amechus, O'Adu B'Tzvila Kedeel, Simon Kufala. But, one second, this is not the wrong Simon. Where's Kuf Mem Vav? That's not Kuf Mem Vav. I thought I zeroed
that's page 6.
Oh, page 6, okay, good. So page 6, thank you.
Last page.
Oh, no, I have here. I have page 6 on this one. I have this one. Okay, so on page 6, there you'll see. Kuf Mem Vav, yes, thank you. Kuf Mem Vav base. Kevin Shehiskel Akore. Likro b'sevet Torah, also the saper, afilu b'divrei Torah, afilu ben gavra l'gavra. Wow, afilu hishlim hu aparsha. Yesh matirim ligros balachash. Yesh omishim yesh asara. If you have 10 people, the tzaisi, that are listening, 10 people are listening. Pirshim asidim libim l'sevet Torah, mutlu l'saper b'divrei Torah. Yesh matirim b'divrei Torah sum muso. Yesh matirim b'shikom shidu l'sevet Torah. Machzim ponim harasu shenarotsu shmo l'sevet Torah. Likros. Masalikos, wow, look at all these opinions that I mentioned over here. They tell over, by the way, I think that, I'll get back to this in 1 second. They tell over that in Valozhin, Chaim Briska lived in the same house as his father-in-law, Rabbi Fol Shapira, a very famous personality. And once Rav Chaim actually gathered a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah, and one person was missing, a tenter, as they say. So he asked one of the people to call his father-in-law, and his father-in-law refused to come. He said, because of Cheves Sivan, there's no chiyuv to go ahead and listen to Kriyas HaTorah, etc., because it's not a Cheves Yochid. So, and if I'm not mistaken, that he said that this is a machlokes between Brisk and Baloshin. That's what Rav Shapiro said. Brisk has some very funny shittas. And in Baloshin, we don't hold like that. We don't hold like Brisk. It's not a Cheves Yochid, it's a Cheves Sibur, and I'm not to go ahead and help you out as far as the meaning of a Kriya Satera. Okay, I'm not talking about the Tzad Chesed Shabbat, I'm not discussing that.
They were
what?
They were
Takifim. Yeah, they were correct.
Is it interesting, Lashon here is Asher L'Sakir, it's supposed to like Asher L'Daber?
You're asking an excellent question that is discussed by... See, he, again, the way that Lashon of L'Sakir is a very strange Lashon, but it's, I think... The way he says L'Sapir B'Divrei Torah, usually it makes more sense Lilmod or Ligros. I just want to have a fine point. Asking. It's a very legitimate question. It's very striking. Sure. What was that?
The whispering.
Asur L'Dabir, right?
L'Dabir. No, Dibur is allowed. It's L'Sapir.
Anyway, there's a Bi'a Alocha here on page number 6.
Right.
Take a look at the Bi'a Alocha. V'yesh Matir Ligros V'Lach HaShigos is his whole discussion. And he writes, Omnom, I'm reading at the end of the first line. Be'emet Shitazu Tamu Alechor Mo'od. The Mai Mahani Sheigos Balachash, one of the positions that you should learn quietly. Shalo Yivatel Shari Hashom Kriya Sator. What's going on over here? He has an obligation to hear Kriya Sator. So the fact that he learns quietly, how's that going to help us? Yilm Yilmarat Limudo, Loitin Livu Lishwam, Shakari Akarish. I think they shall serve the Taiti. Mai Mahani Gabi, how does it help him? He's Mukhir to hear Kriya Sator. Ho Al Kalish Vish Mutalachiyu Takon Ezra. Uve Emet Fatoma Bezeh. Hakadmon Baal Shibolei Aleket Al Shita Zo B'Simon Lametet Huva Bet Yosef. Apparently, Rishonim asked this kashim. Neizeh Decho Me Alocha. He said it's not Alocha. So this is a very legitimate question. The chiyuv of listening to the Torah is the chiyuv of Kolecha Becha Me'atzibor. So those who are matir, what's the basis for their heter? And according to again, if he's Mori Nayim Rav Sheshes, he's a Suma. That I understand what we're talking about. It's part of Kiyas HaTorah. There's no chiyuv of Shmia. But according to the other Tamim, it's a Chava Shmiya. So why should I not be obligated to listen to Kriya Satorah? How do I get out of it? So currently, so the assumption, of course, has to be, and there's L'chura no choice. We are almost inexorably forced into this maskana that there's no Chiyav al Kalecha V'Echa Tashmah Kriya Satorah. There is no such Chiyav. There's no such obligation. It's true that Ezra was Mesakim Kriya Satorah, but Tzibur, there has to be 10 people. But those who want to hear have certainly an option to go and hear it. The way the Gemara says in Baba Kama that the Vayochu Shloshet Yom Belo Mayim Eimayim Elo Torah, and the way the Rambam writes in the Rav said a whole shiur on this, that Shelo Yishu Gimel Yomim Belo Shmias Torah, because once they went for 3 days without Kriyas HaTorah, Nilu. The Gemara said his Lashon, and once he said it in English, once in Yiddish I heard him, he said they came to a situation of desuetude. Desuetude, which is the English word. Anyway, it means they were ayefut, however you translate nilu. I remember I asked Rabban Lichtenstein Tzatzal, I used that shir. Well, what does that mean exactly, that word desuetude? And then he proceeded to define it for about a half hour. Anyway, so we went through the different, what the source of the word, what the shorish is, where it comes from, what language, I got some message. Anyway, so the, so apparently, that you don't have to go ahead and be matriach yourself to be mishtatev in Kriyas HaTorah. There's no such shir. And as I said, look at the Rambam Perek Beis Hilchos Tefillah over here, right on page 6. But the Rambam says, "Kemi shehiskal akorei likra b'torah." Also, the saper again, Rabbi Farmer quotes the Lashon of the Gemara. Afilu b'dvar alocha el akol shomim b'shotkim u'mesidu libam l'mashu akorei. What is this language? Hakol
everybody
shomim b'shotkim u'mesidu libam l'mashu akorei. So you see clearly, chovas shmiya al kol hatzibur on the entire tzibur.
One second, and the Rambam
calls a pasuk. I just want to finish this if you don't mind, Shimi. Just 1 second. Shenema v'ozni kalam el sefer haTorah. That's what the Gemara quotes this pasuk. By the way, and then he writes also lotzei min haKnesset b'shor shakorei korei huta lotzei ben ish l'ish. And then he quotes you Torah se umluso. It could be also b'tamal Torah when the shor shakorei b'Torah. There's a problem over here that the Rambam seems to say there's a chiyav shmi al kol hatzibur. But if that's the case, is it mitzah the etzem takonas Ezra? If that were the case, who needs a drasha? Why do I need v'ozni kolam el sefer Torah? Why don't I say that whoever does not hear Kriyas HaTorah is not being the kind of Takana Bezer. Apparently, according to the Rambam, no, that's not the pshat. The pshat is that the Iker obligation, midin ma, midin kvod HaTorah. There's a din that you have to be mechabit the Torah. There's a din of kavod HaTorah. Mitzad the Iker Takana Moshe Bezer, you're not mechuyah at all in Shmiah. Mm-hmm. Correct? The very fact that you have, obviously, a tzibur and you have 10 people, that's, again, nothing more than that. That's what our Soveitcher thought, the Poshet. That's how we understood this Rambam. And therefore, so if you happen to be in a tzibur that happens to be leining Kriyas HaTorah, so then there's no obligation to come to shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah. But if you happen to be there, of course, it's Kavod HaTzibur, Kavod HaTorah, you should listen to the Kriya that's taking place.
What's the Mahalech of the Sveikinim of Kriyas Torah, the Mamah Har Sinai, or Kriyas Limud HaTorah? That would also be an afkamin here. Because if it's Limud HaTorah, then you're not necessarily mukuya to Beit Edgen. But with Mamah Har Sinai, you'd have much, even a greater list.
Yeah, because our Soleti said that there's a Yerushalmi that you're quoting, Yerushalmi in Brachos, that's quoted by Rav Chaim Tzim in his Akdoma. Our Soleti, he was a savior of Begol Binyan Olam. He was a nephew of Rabach Ber. And apparently he learned, I understood, that he was in YU for a Tkufa. Later on, it was Rashi Ben Skolki for a Tkufa, a short Tkufa. But he was in YU for a Tkufa, and he used to learn on the steps leading to Aron Kodesh. Anyway, he was really awesome. So he wrote a savior as a young man called Binyan Olam in the Akdoma, which Soleji quoted. He discussed this Yerushalmi that that you're mentioning, namely, the Rav said, the Yerushalmi said that the, you know, the question is whether you have to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. That's a big machlokes between the Maharal Gutenberg and others. Mikadin, you don't have to stand. Because if you assume it's Talmud Torah B'tzibur, that doesn't require a midah. The Gemara said, Meshameh Sabinam Lil, Yod HaChush Ol Olam, and they no longer stood. If you hold it's a reenactment of Maimon HaSinai, so then you're mechuyah to stand. That's also, as you said, so you're right, maybe other nafkamines would also be. But the Bi'ah Locha, I want to continue this Bi'ah Locha right over here on page number 6. In the middle of the Bi'ah Locha, he said the following. Bulule de Mistafina. I mean, he has this issue. He doesn't know really what the din. So he said, if I were not afraid, Habamina, the Shita Zo Mairi, Shekva Yotze Ba'atzmai de Kriyas HaTorah. You already were Yotze Kriyas HaTorah. Vapilu Hochi B'kol Rom, also Shalo Yad B'Shar Shomim. Of course, you should not learn B'kol Rom. You're going to bother other people. He's talking about Davka in that situation. Then he goes further. The Balach Shabbat Eino Heta Ki Mitzir the Torah Sim Lusa. You also need to be at that level. Shaydeiz the Potem Etzim Kriyas HaTorah. The Shiv Zavav Pesayin Shem Pichadosh. And now comes the pinnacle of what he says. Ulufi Ze Efshar the Koya Mechaber Rak Amai the Smichle Shekvar Hishlim Aparsha. Mechaber is going on what? Those who already were mashing the parsha, and what does he say? Ulfi mashik asad mishabura afilu kvar yosid ekriya elabemus v'dira mechaber v'sof siv zeh shekasa v'chol zeh enu inyon lo mashmer kem v'tzorchia. What does he want over here? But the pashas of the bir halacha is that when the mechaber brings all this heterim, and maybe this would be enough gemina, would this be? Let me ask you. What about pasha zocha? Pasha zocha, which is kriya min haTorah.
He says in the bottom.
Correct. So what does he say?
What? It doesn't apply,
correct? Calls Eno Inya. Eno Inya to Pasha Zocha, which is a Chiyah Shmiel Kolecha Be'echa. And then he says, the name, if we're talking about Shikvar Yosef Chavasa, Michal Gabna, where are you, Yotze, ain't Shem Nafkimina, which increases HaTorah and creates Pasha Zocha. And therefore, Al Korcha, those heterim apply even where you don't hear Kriyas HaTorah. So that's what seems to be. Now, but to tell you the truth, there's another Raya that is brought by Avshom Zaman Oyerbach. Avshom Zaman Oyerbach wrote a Raya from the Gemara in Maikad, which is the bottom makar over here, Gemara of Chavez of Beis. The Gemara says that Nasi Shemes. We're talking about the situation here is obligation to come to shul in order to mekayim the takan of Ezra Kriyas HaTorah. The Gemara says Nasi Shemes Beit Midrasha Batel, and the Gemara says actually Kulam Bitelin Ubnei Akeset Nichnasim LeBeit Akneset VeKoren Shiva VeYotzim. So Rashi says here. Look at the Rashi on the right hand side. This Gemara Chabez Olivez in Meikot. It says Rashi, the current Shiva B'Sefer Torah, they mispalim Yachav Beit HaKnesset, Elo, Kol Echad V'Echad mispalim B'Veso. Wow. So you see a Gemara that even though the Tzibur would not gather for Tefillah, they used to gather and came to Shul, the Tzorach Kiyom Kriyas HaTorah. So it would seem that Kol Echad V'Echad mispalim B'Veso, it's a Raya B'Veshe, but she's like Agrach. A clear proof. And again, it would seem also that The chobas yochid again is not a chobas shmiya. If I'm part of a tzibur that's laning, so then of course I should be mitzayev with the tzibur, but not as an obligation upon me, but qua yochid to go and hear kriyas haTorah. But anyway, I'm just saying that this issue is a ongoing issue. So I just want, the last thing I wanted to do is just to show you on page number 3. I saw this in the Modern Muzmanim. Modern Muzmanim is written by Rabbi Sternberg. This is a very fascinating sefer. He has things that nobody else has.
Page 2.
Page number 2. Thank you. So he writes over here, and the underlined section what I wrote, it's going on this, the issue he's discussing is the Megillah Bizman of Asara, that Gemara that I mentioned, that I alluded to earlier. So he refers to the Gemara, and now he quotes here, Machlok the Chazanish and the Brisker Rav, Chazanish and the Griz. And he says here, Vinei, let me just read this piece here. He brings Machlok the Chazanish and the Brisker Rav regarding Kriyas HaMegillah Basara. I don't know if I should read the whole thing. I can read it, but you can trust me. The Chazon Ish actually held that if 10 people read the Megillah, each one has their own Megillah. Each one reads from his own Megillah. That's called Kriyas HaMegillah Basar. Each one has their own cloth, and each one reads the Megillah.
Same time,
at themselves. The same time. And the Brisker Rav said, what? Absolutely. Okay, that, first of all, the Gemara says, Heicha Dechaviv, it works. And that heter is used by Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, you know, in terms of the issue of Kol Isha, the famous tshuva that he had. You have a lot of women singing, and you don't hear the particular voice of one woman. Okay, one might argue, but that's really hecha dechaviv. Okay, I don't know if that, how to apply that, but assuming. But here, he's saying no. He's saying 10 people, each one reading their own, having a cloth. That's called Kriyas HaMegillah Basar, according to the Chazon Ish. Now, the Brisker Rav, you can see on the other side, towards the bottom of the page, he disagrees. Mar Nagon Rav Yitzchak Zeiv Alevi Soloveitchik, pick by halachazu. He disagreed. You need echad koreh v'ashar shomrim. You need one person reading and the rest of the people should hear. And there's no question by Kriyas HaTorah, it's partial like that. That echad koreh, one person is motzi the tzibur.
One person who is bracha according to the Chazon Ish?
First of all, again, the bracha is not ma'akev. You shouldn't be so concerned about the bracha. The bracha is not ma'akev the mitzvah. What? Each one individually, correct, will make the bracha.
David said before, it's different between the Yerbisum and Yisum.
Correct. That svara is very good. I like that svara a lot. Anyway, he says here, the Brisker Rav, that the Chazon Ish apparently held, as you said, as David said, that Kriyas HaMegillah requires 10 people to Pirsum and Yisa. So that's sufficient if you have 10 people, and each one's reading the Megillah, even though their own cloth, their own individual reading, that's fine. You have Pirsum and Yisa. It's not a Chovas Tzibur. It's a Din of Pirsum and Yisa. And obviously, the Brisker Rav disagreed. You know, Kriyas HaMegillah is a Din Tzibur. Unquestionably, it's an obligation, a Tzibudik obligation. That's what he writes over here in the last 2-3 lines of the Brisker Rav. Or he holds that even if you hold that you require Asara because of Pirsum and Yisa, it's not a Chiyat Tzibur, but there's no Tzira between the 10, unless one person reads and all the others are listening. Which happens to be Yushalmi. I go to my mother's quote to Yushalmi to that effect. One person reads, the others listen. This is the issue of women and Kriyas HaMegillah. I'm not getting into that issue, but the Rasa Leshi used to quote this. I go to my mother's quote to Yushalmi. That's what should be. He gathered all the women and he would read for the women. That's a Yushalmi, clearly Yushalmi. He also showed me that Yushalmi. I just want to say one other thing here that since I did not, I was neglecting what I should. The Ramban in the first, where was it? The first page. Yeah, that, I think it's still possible to be read. I don't know. I hope so. The Balamor, I told you, asked the Kasha, why isn't this found in the Mishnah that talks about where you need 10? She mentioned also Kriyas HaMegillah, Shabbos Manah, we pass like Abasi, the Machmet Dafka 10. So the Ramban is Miyashid this Kasha. Look at the Ramban. I don't know if you can actually see it. You can't see it?
No.
You know something? I can still see it. So, okay. Amar HaKosesh. Excellent. Very good. That's Mamish Matin. So, Amar HaKosesh. So, he says here, Kulam, he says, Hashnuyim b'mishnasenu, Kulam chobas ha-tziburim. Ramban says, those that I mentioned in the Mishnah, achobas ha-tziburim. Ve'enon ela b'mechuyabim b'dover. But that means there's a chiyav. Avol Megillah k'shem sh'atzibur chayav, kaf kol yochid v'yochid chayav. Megillah is a chobas yochid. Each one is obligated to read the Megillah. B'yochid shelo kara, tzara chasor, mishu pisu v'nisa. Basically what you mentioned before. U'bein sheyotzu hein, or shelo yotzu, korin b'yud lehotzi ha-yochid, ma'ashen ki b'shar kolam. It's as you see from the Ramban, a chiluk between Kriyas HaMegillah, Shlobos Mana, that requires asara, and he explains to you from all the other cases in the Mishnah that require asara. What's the difference? Kriyas Amgil is a chavis yachid. It's an obligation upon each individual, and only the ofen hakiyum is basara. Ha chovah zot mit mameshet or mit batzat dafka basara. Dafka requires 10 people. Mashen kein, those that I mentioned, the other cases in the Mishnah are chovah tzibur. They're not a chivan yachid. They're chivan tzibur. So you see from the Ramban beferish that Kriyas HaTorah, that's found by the Tana, Mongols mentioned in the Mishnah, that essentially there's no Chavas Yachad whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Chavas Yachad. Very clear, Ramban. And so I'll just mention, and I think obviously Rav Chaim had a different understanding, apparently, of the Ramban. Now, there's Ramban to be read in a slightly different fashion. But I'm not going to go through all the casuistry with you. That's what the assumption, of course, is, that somehow, because I also mentioned here, is Agos Ashri, that I referred to here. What page was that on?
First page, top left.
Top left, yeah, if you could see that also. So he has a suffix. What happened was I found that at the end, and I just stuffed it here in a place where I had room. Anyway, so Agos Ashri has a suffix. He says, Niu Mesapkale Shalom is mana, ibino shi kula bene mitzvah kamakal atunim asara. The din of Kriyas HaMegil Shalom is mana. To require that all of them should be bene mitzvahs, whenever you require 10 people. Din maho v'en el pesum en isa, abu v'sheinu bene mitzvahs, ikan pesum etuva. That's in Yerza Ruah. So apparently the subject is across the board, even the Gavitanim. But by Kriyas HaTorah, there, you have a kiyum of tzibur, certainly, noshim v'tanim, not mitzvah v'asara. Dafka over here, as you said, because of the pesum en isa element. That's why Megil is different, b'chlal, than all the other items. Okay, this whole shiur was designed just to shed some light to the extent that we could on the...
What about Parshas Zohar? What about Parshas Zohar? In regard to, because of the Zechiv and the Daraisa, to do that, so are you allowed to take it out and just read it for women or a couple women that might come before Mincha?
So that's the question, whether women are Mechiv and Parshas Zohar. Big Machol is a Rishonim. Women, the Chinuch writes that... Parshas Zohar is totally on those who are binot milchama. Since a woman is not a barachi milchama, so even though with the exception of Mechamis Mitzvah, where it says chasim mechad v'kal v'chupasa, but otherwise they're not binot milchama, they're not mechuyim in Parshas Zohar. But though others don't agree, and that's why the minhag is to take, at least among Ashkenazim, that women are makbid to hear Parshas Zohar. I don't think Sephardic women are makbid to hear Parshas Zohar, as far as I know.
Parshas Zohar isn't a chiyuv in Kriyas HaTorah, it's Kriyas in Zikr.
Right, Zechar Amalek I'm talking about,
so
right. Pashas, it applies to all the Klal Yisrael. I like your story very much. I mean, it applies to all Klal Yisrael. I don't think it's, again, the argument is also mitzvah, this man grama element. It might be mitzvah seisha, man grama, and therefore women will be putter from that, but it could be that, and this is a big machlokes. Machlokes are posking whether women are chayim pashas.
But
assuming they are,
take out the same
okay, so this, there's a, I spoke about this a few weeks ago. There's a tshuva of the Meshi of Dabar. He was asked by Kehillah in Cincinnati that a Chanukah Sefer Torah on Sunday. So they wanted to take out the Sefer Torah and read.
This is
right.
There's no obligation to read. There's no Kriyas HaTorah on Sunday. So he said, Zasa. You're not allowed to do so. You can't do it. I told you, Asalvezi was very, very machmir. When it came to a Sefer Torah, I've told over the story a few times. I was at a Bar Mitzvah. Actually, it wasn't. I was at a Chasna the night before. I stayed over in Boston. Bar Mitzvah the next day, and the photographer came late after the young man, the 13-year-old Bar Mitzvah boy, late, and then the photographer, because he came late, he told the father, okay, we'll take out a Sefer Torah now after the Davening was over, and the Rav heard this, and the Rav Soloveitchik said, "Bishum pan v'ofen, you're not taking out a Sefer Torah," to be photographed with the Yafut. What they could have done, they could have read something. I don't know why that didn't come up, that suggestion. They could have read something, or learned the Sefer Torah. That would have been taking care of the problem. But he had to be Zayin HaSefer. To go, and that's what the Nesiv writes in that Shuvah, Meshiv Dabar. You can only either dance with a Sefer Torah, or learn from a Sefer Torah, or read from a Sefer Torah. Other than that, you can't just stop and take out a Sefer Torah because you want to take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
He was very opposed to it. So your question, the Parshat Zohar question, with women, is totally on this issue. Are they Mechuyah or they're not Mechuyah? If there's a Chuyah, then there's a basis.
But somebody's going to read it, so
okay.
You're using a Sefer Torah.
Enechanam. That'll be. Right. Okay. I'm
going to start.
What was that?